This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. After being threatened by a subpoena, the CIA has agreed to hand over documents linked to the destruction of videotapes that showed harsh interrogation of two terror suspects. Senior intelligence officials say the agency could begin releasing the material as early as today. The House Intelligence Committee said it would hand down subpoenas to former and current CIA officials and attorneys if they didn't voluntarily come before the committee to testify about the tapes. A federal judge has ordered Justice Department lawyers to his courtroom Friday to determine whether the destruction of the tapes violated a court order to preserve evidence about detainees. The Environmental Protection Agency has blocked California and 16 other states from setting their own limits on carbon dioxide from automobiles. The decision came down yesterday. California was trying to enact its own tailpipe emission standards for cars, trucks, and SUVs. The tailpipe standards California adopted in 2004 would have forced automakers to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 30%. Under the Clean Air Act, the state needed a federal waiver to do that. Now that waiver's been denied. The head of the EPA said the new standards outlined in the U.S. energy bill signed by President Bush this week is better than a state-by-state partial approach to curbing emissions. California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger disagrees. He says he'll sue to get the EPA's decision overturned. And here, a story that could have been really incredibly tragic, now with a happy ending. A father and three children disappeared during a Christmas tree cutting trip in California 3 days ago. Yesterday, rescuers found them. They were shivering, but they are alive. Frederick Dominguez and his family had been hiking in Northern California and got lost in the snow-covered woods. After days of searching, a California Highway Patrol helicopter went out for one more look before heavy snow shut down the rescue effort. The crew spotted Dominguez on the small bridge. Here's Sergeant Steve Rowe with the Paradise Police Department.
One of the pilots saw a movement out of his corner of his eye, and what had happened is they heard the helicopter come over, and one of the boys and the father ran outside waving her arm.
The helicopter ferried the family out in two trips. They were immediately greeted by family and friends. Doctors were evaluating them for hypothermia and dehydration, but they said considering they hadn't had anything to eat in 3 days, the family was in pretty good shape. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Bill and Allison, back to you.
Rachel, you're going to stick around because we need you for this next
story. You do? Okay.